President Obama's economic stimulus bill passed a big hurdle last night. The $819 billion package cleared the House by a vote of 244 to 188. And here to tell us what's in it for New York is Congressman Gerald Nadler, who represents Lower Manhattan. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
So overall, how did New York fare in this bill?
I think New York fared quite well. There was a lot of money in the bill for aid to the states, for health, for education in particular. A lot of money for Medicaid assistance to the states, increasing the percentage of Medicaid that the federal government will pay for 2 years. And since New York has the largest Medicaid bill in the country by far, that really helps New York. So I think the state did quite well.
Now, I know that some of your Democratic colleagues, especially from here in New York, say it didn't go far enough. Do you agree with that?
I certainly do. The bill consisted of roughly $550 billion of spending that was stimulative of the economy, and the balance, about $275 billion more or less, of tax cuts, most of which is not very stimulative of the economy. Now, I think that in terms of the amount of aggregate demand that we're short, it's the spending should have been almost twice as big, in order to definitely make sure that we don't go into depression and that the economy turns around. I don't think we were bold enough yesterday.
Now, let's talk about your amendment. You proposed adding $3 billion for transit, and it was originally not supported, I guess, because they were worried that some of the projects weren't shovel-ready. Maybe the MTA wouldn't spend the money fast enough. Is that correct?
Well, that was what some people said, but it's not just the MTA. It's all over. First of all, it's not true. There is plenty of shovel-ready projects available around the country, in Chicago and New York or other big cities and other places. But second of all, frankly, the initial purpose of the bill is to spend the money, or the bulk of it, and the CBO said we'll spend about two-thirds of it, the White House says three-quarters, in 2 years in order to give a jump start to the economy. But frankly, the economy is not going to be totally fixed in 2 years. We'll be very lucky if it's on the way back by then. And if a fair amount of the money isn't spent till the third year, That's okay, too. We're going to have to end up adding more money for this later on anyway.
And I guess it's also important to note that this money will not go with service cuts or fare hikes. This is strictly for capital expenses.
Well, it's for capital expenses, money is fungible. And this will have an indirect effect on lessening the necessity for fare increases.
And do you think the MTA can be trusted to spend this capital money wisely?
In general, yes. I think the MTA has a list of essential projects. I mean, most of what the MTA spends on capital expenses are things that are clearly necessary. Maintaining and repairing tracks, maintaining and repairing signal systems, other safety systems, fixing up stations, buying new rolling stock. I think on the capital, in general, yes, the MTA can be trusted.
And what are the prospects, do you think, for this this bill in the Senate now?
Well, some version of the bill is going to pass the Senate next week, probably. It's not exactly the same. It'll be roughly the same overall size, but they're designing it somewhat differently. And then the two houses will have to reconcile the bill, which we will do. And probably the goal is to have it on the president's desk, having reconciled the two bills by President's Week, which is about 3 or 4 weeks. Well, is it 3 weeks from now?
Okay, U.S. Congressman Gerald Nadler, thank you so much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.